Blog Talk Radio.
Behind the wheel of a hip-hop ride, headed for a dangerous journey. You might not want to come inside. Weak, run and hide when I spit the truth in and outside the booth. Industry will sink a fang in you like a shark tooth. Thought it was safe to go swimming in the deep end. I'ma have you thinking long after this beat ends. Ain't really no friends when it comes to the music biz and dividends. Hard to live again. At least a lot different when you've seen with your own two. How these people perpetrate, mislead, and control you. That's if you let them, gotta stand your own ground. I guess that's why I did this all my life and stayed underground. I could have had a lot of money, fancy cars, and a big name. But I stayed true, kept it real, and stayed sane. That's crazy in itself if you think about it. I'm still riding for real rap, so be about it.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna mess with Breeze. OG on these Boomtown streets. Cue the beat boy providing them beats. Yeah, I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna mess with Breeze. OG on these Boomtown streets. Still make them get about them C in a real way.
I still bring them to the beat with street poetry. Keeping it 90s like En Vogue and Jodeci. Early 2000s, that's about the time that I departed. Because hip-hop got whack and retarded. And I ain't talking about like stupid dope. I'm talking about stupid rappers who were high on dope. Sound like it anyway, they always trying to provoke. And if I had it my way, they'd get the privilege revoked. And that's a given with the given, least to nothing but negative living. I'm far from perfect, but I'm losing my religion. No star and no serpent, but I'm close to a decision to hold them down and make an incision without provisions. God help me as I'm drifting away. Evil thoughts when I tried to be uplifted today. What they brought to this game, they're not gifted to say. But they're lost and they need to read some scriptures today. If not the good book, open up a notebook and start writing something that won't make people start fighting. Now I ain't trying to dictate what your subject matter should be, but you can change youth with positive energy. Build another school and not a prison. That's what I envision. I just wanna see results, keep the recognition. And that's crazy in itself if you think about it. I'm still riding for real rap, so be about it.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna mess with Priest. OG on these Boomtown streets. Cue the beat boy providing them beats. Yeah, I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna mess with Priest. OG on these Boomtown streets. Still make them get about them C in a real way.
Still representing real hip hop. Original rapper from the 80s. I'm still riding, man. Ambitions of a true rider. Feet to High Priest. Q the Beat Boy. One of the dopest producers in the industry, man. Can you picture us? Is it clear to you? Do you see us, man?
Once again, we welcome you to another fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows that you can find online at Blog Talk Radio. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me, and what's good? Happy Sunday. Happy Father's Day. How you doing? Did you have a nice day? Did you enjoy the holiday? I certainly hope you did. I appreciate you joining me this evening. You know, I would just like to, the holiday. For me, it's a little different. I'm not a dad, and my dad's not here any longer, so it's kind of a tough one. But shout out to all the fathers who are up in heaven, man. Shout out to all the fathers no longer here. And if you do have children, I hope you had a blessed day. Hope you had a great one. I just got to say, man, you know, I've never seen a holiday where people are so much negativity online about bad baby daddies and deadbeat dads and this, that, and the other. I mean, all I can say is it takes two to tango, and, you know, what can I say, man? You got to make the most of the best of the situation. That's just what I'm not familiar with, to keep it real with you. So we could talk for about 2 hours about that. But unfortunately, we don't have that time. But it's probably best that we don't have that kind of time. Anyway, it's my two cents on the holiday today. Starting off top of the hour, that would be the sounds of yours truly, Straight Rider. That is a remake of Ambitions of a Rider by the late, great Tupac, hooked up on my boy, Milwaukee's finest cute beat boy. That's two Milwaukee artists for you right there, man. The Midwest, still doing it. Has yet to produce a major hip-hop star. Shout out to Rico Love, though, R&B star. He writes for Usher, doing his own thing out there, too. He's not a Milwaukee native, but he spent a lot of time in Milwaukee. So, but regardless, man, Milwaukee, again, has been down since the inception of hip-hop. So we are doing it. And, you know, just give you a little, I always try to give a little insight on the tracks that I make. So Thursday, you know, I'm sneaking on my Hotmail. Was I sneaking? I might have been at lunchtime. I think I checked my Hotmail at lunchtime, and I seen that Q the Beat Boy sent me this track, and I started listening to it. And I got off of work Thursday. I wrote the song Thursday. I was going to do it Friday, but I used my laptop to dump my music, and I didn't feel like going through a bunch of stuff. I also use my computer for work. I work from home, so I didn't feel like disconnecting and stuff, so I waited till Saturday. Knocked that out yesterday, man, 2 hours. That's kind of fresh. There's still a little tinge of smoke off that bad fella. You know what I'm saying? Recorded the tracks. Recorded, mixed, and mastered in 2 hours. 10 tracks. Tracks of vocals. I hope you enjoy my work, man. I've been doing this for like 30 years. 30-plus. OG in the game, you know what I'm saying? Calling in tonight, man, it's the first dude I ever did a collab with on the internet. It's the artist formerly known as Hizzle. Superstar Dibs is in the house. He's waiting on the line. We actually got a lot of people on the phone lines tonight. I'm hoping that I pick the right one when I bring him in just a few minutes here. If not, you know, we'll get down with the chopaganda on TDR Radio. It's nothing. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Real brief music industry news here. Go a little left, you know, kind of hip-hop oriented show, but I am an old-school rock and roll cast, so once in a while we're going to talk about a little old-school rock and roll. Van Halen members feuding. Van Halen, the historic rock band. Q just hooked up a track from he just sampled the loop from Ain't Talking About Love. I rocked over that a while ago. That's one of my latest tracks. Anyway, man, these cats, like, in their 60s. I think they were on some kind of award show recently. Excuse me. I don't watch award shows. Sorry. But I know they were on an award show recently. I think they're about getting ready to go on tour. Eddie Van Halen saying David Lee Roth does not want to be my friend. You know, he's saying that David Lee Roth is trying to do dance music. They're still trying to do rock and roll. They've had a lot of personnel changes. Well, not a lot, but, well, I guess a couple. You know, for a minute, David Lee Roth left. They had Sammy Hagar come in there. They had a little somewhat of a successful stint. I was never into Van Hagar, but now he's got his son playing bass, and he was saying some kind of negative things about their ex-bassist, and, you know, I put it like this, man. These cats should be happy that they're in a genre where at 60 years of age plus, you can go out and rock shows, and people accept you, and people love you. That's great, man. I want to see what's going to happen. You know, who's the oldest cats in hip-hop? Probably like Chuck D, something like that. He's got to be in his 50s, Public Enemy. They still do shows. But just keeping it real, they just don't have the relevance like they used to. That's just the way it is. I respect them. I see they got a new album coming out. But hip-hop is just that genre where it's not very kind to the elders. So I tell these rock and roll cats, again, Rolling Stones in their 70s, I talked about this on a recent show as well. Man, you're lucky you're rocking out. People are coming to see you. So I would just say learn to get along, make that bread, and I'll see you guys in the day room at the Senior Center. We'll fight you for that tapioca pudding, yo. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Again, on the line tonight, Superstar Dibs. Got some new projects. He's been signed to a label, doing a lot of big things, a lot of views, a lot of listens. He's just He's just blowing up the internet is what actually has been happening since he left his unk, since kind of stoned. You know, he had to go and do his own thing. You know? Just kidding. I'm kind of crazy, man. That's what happens when you get to be an OG. What's good? You are on TDR Radio. Good evening. How you doing? Feel like talking? You're on TDR Radio. Silence. Silent guest. Let's go down. Let's go. Bear with me. I tried to message Dibs. Good evening. You're on TDR Radio. How you doing? What's good? How you doing? You like the show? We're going to come back to you. Silent callers. Let's try this again. Good evening. You're on TDR Radio. How you doing? You like the show so far? They're scared. They're scared to talk to a middle-aged hip-hop guy. TDR Radio, what's good? How you doing? Try it again. We're going to go down the list one more time. Oh, let's see. Okay. All right. That's what happens when you get a bunch of people calling, when your show is just blowing up. I'm here. I'm sorry. I've got a bunch of different tabs open. We are going to get to the heart of this matter. 478-232. Superstar Dibs, man. You got the phone lines just blowing up, man. You got me up here looking kind of crazy, bro. What's good? Could you tell your fans to just, could you tell them to take a chill till you get on the line, man?
Okay. So what's good with you?
Just kidding, man. That's good. I'm sorry. See, you've got a lot of supporters. It just got a little confusing. You know, your uncle's getting kind of seen now in my older years here. You know what I'm saying? I got a little lost, but it's
right,
good.
Right.
Welcome to the show. Superstar Dibs. What's good, man? Happy Father's Day to you. How you doing tonight, man?
Thank you, man. I'm actually great. I had a good day. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. I'm chilling. You know, like I said, I'm actually not a father, but I have fathered hundreds of songs. and my trusty companion, my canine son Durango, is to the right of me. He's chilling out. He hasn't eaten anything he wasn't supposed to today. So today is a good day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We'll talk.
Ice Cube, boys.
Yes, sir. Saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp and his sad thief and dibs and pimps.
Right. It's been a while since I've been on here.
And, you know, got that open door. It just revolves for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? When you see, you know, when you're ready to jump in, you just take a running start. Give me a little heads up next time that you're going to have your entire fan base call so I don't get confused. We're good. Anytime. You know what I'm saying? Mi casa is your casa, homie. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta tell them thanks for calling first, you know, because I mean, an artist is nothing without his fan base, and I try to let everyone realize is that it doesn't move if you don't got a fan base, nothing moves. But I heard you talk about the whole. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I just said wise words being spoken, man. That's what's up.
Now, I heard you bring up the whole first, we were the first two to collab, right? What's funny about that was you were actually my first collab also. Not just internet, but, like, period. And I thought it was kind of crazy that we still know each other till now from, like, 2008. That's crazy.
It just seems like, I mean, you know, man, I always say internet years are like dog years, 7 years. Like 7 years, I mean, it's a healthy, it's a stretch of time. But it, to me, it's not that. Like, you know, man, like, maybe, you know, I know it's pushing 10 years. But to me, like, 15, 20 years, that's a long time. But honestly, that's kind of what it seemed like. All the time that's just that 7-year time span that has elapsed, you know, man, it seems like You know, it's like, you know, once in a great while, out of absolute boredom, I go to MySpace. Like, I might go pick up some old pictures from there, or just you know, man, just kind of stroll down cyber memory lane, I guess. And it is, to me, like, whatever. My fans over there, my friends, absolutely dead. Nobody is ever online anymore. It seems like, it's kind of senseless to me. I guess it's good for musicians, but my entire friends and following base has dissipated. So do you ever go to MySpace anymore?
I don't. Like, I remember none of my stuff from MySpace. Like, I don't even remember the email I put in to get into MySpace. It's just that bad.
It's kind of like, again, you know, a lot of people, they say, yeah, it's good for you. They changed everything. To me, it's confusing. Nobody's around. I made a post. Nobody liked it, checked it. It got, you know, it just a big blanket of dust covered my post a couple of weeks. I was just like, yeah, I won't be posting here anymore. I mean, you know, it's just, I guess it was a trip down memory lane. But, you know, like I said, it was only 7 years ago. But in the realm of internet time, I guess that was a long time. And, you know, I got my, you know, man, that's how I started, man. That's really just basically for me getting my whatever amount of notoriety I may have on the internet. That was my first dipping into anyone other than my hometown here in my music, man. And I just remember getting super geeked and, you know, met you. And, you know, we've got a lot of music under our belts. And, it was definitely a coming of age, so to say, for being, you know, learning about the internet.
I know you're going to bless us with one of those tracks today. I say us because I probably don't even got the songs no more. So I know you're going to bless us all with one of those tracks today.
I got all of them, man. I do believe that I have all of them. I dug up a CD that had this. As a matter of fact, we're going to go into this, man. You in tune to TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, Superstar Dibs. We're gonna go way back in time, 2009. And to this day, me and my big homie are still sitting on top of the world. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Big dream, everything got us sitting on the top of the world. Big pain, big dream, big cash got us sitting on the top of the world. Big car, big dream, everything got us sitting on the top of the world. Big pain, big dream, everything got us sitting on the top of the world. Big pain, big diamonds in my chain. All black points, catch me switching lane to lane with the top back drop. Got 22 black, and if you wanna pop that, I let that clock go black. Just was gon' stupid, and it came through there. It's in the hill, dog. Bitch, you a groupie. Attitude stupid, the yells in the bank. Like they put a marching band at the top light. Nigga, I'm not nice. Bad attitude, yeah. And my swag on the moon like I'm a nasty dude. Here's what I let to do, cause I'm irrational. And put Superman on the grand national. We get it all, never nothing like we work for Nerf. And we fast, I move slower than maple syrup. Here's what deep the tool, don't be a dummy. Let this punk force you work like it's origami. Big car, big dream. Everything got us sitting on top of the world. Big pain, big dream, big dream. Big cash got us sitting on top of the world. Big car, big dream. Everything got us sitting on top of the world. Big pain, big dream, big dream. Got a city on top of the world.
I'm posted at my peak, I smoke about a tree a week. They couldn't see me if they had a wish coming from a genie. So rub the lamp, I run a lamp camp and fuck with hoes with tramp stamps. My chain's so big, I need a toe clamp to fasten. I'm literally bashing punks in an unorderly fashion. They're so boring that I'm snoring and ignoring. Ignorant, laughing while I make a deposit. 20 stacks of jewels and clothes coincide in my closet. Can you buy that? I fly that. Airlines and West Express. Don't give a fuck about airtime. Just women with real big breasts. I'm known for catching them checks. Now I'm living off the government. Making tracks with Hazel every week. Man, I'm loving it.
He knows the deal, some said I'm ready for a nursing home, but they was mad because their girl was nursing on my phone. You couldn't afford my fucking YouTube bit. I'm OG from 83, man, fuck you, kid. I'm on top.
Big dog, big dreams, everything got us sitting on top of the world. Big chain, big dreams, big dreams. Big cash, got us sitting on top of the world. Big car, big car, big dreams. Everything got us sitting on top of the world. Big pain, big pain, big dream, big dream. Everything got us sitting on top of the world.
TDR Radio, Superstar Dibs, Thief to High Priest. You know how we do it. Classic track from 2009. Doing it over one of them vibe beats. You know we going back in time. Yo, right about now, I got to give a big major shout out to all of my Facebook fam. Make sure you add David Priest Bennett with one T over at Facebook. Like the Thief to High Priest page and follow Thief to High Priest at SoundCloud. The song I just played at the beginning of the show, that is my 240th upload, 240 songs, pushing 5 hours of music. Who's doing that, man? Who's doing that? I'll wait. That's what I thought. Get like me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just bugging. Diz, what's good, man? How you like that flashback joint?
Man, I was loving it. I was actually bobbing my head as if it was a 2015 joint.
It's nothing. I was kind of hard. I was a little harder back then. Unk was a little, you know what I'm saying? Unk was a little harder, swearing on the tracks and stuff. Ooh-wee.
Yeah. I heard that. Same. You had that kind of, like you had a kind of grudge going on or something on that.
I did. Like I said, that was the beginning of, you know, had to establish, had to let, you know what I'm saying, had to let these players know. Had to let these players know, man.
Let them know that's nothing to a boss.
Business. It's all, you know what I'm saying, straight business. So, yeah, man, so what has been good, man? Let's talk. We have like 7 minutes left here, man. I know you've got a lot of new things that have been going on, so let's, please, bless us, man. What's been going on, man? What's happening with the crew? What's happening with the label? What's good?
Okay, well, first of all, my label is like, oh, man, we've been like crazy busy with everything. And, I mean, if anybody wants to know, you know, where to be updated with us, our website is www.powerhouseent.com. That's powerhouse as in, like, power, and the house is H-O-Z-E, you know, instead of H-O-S. But, like, as far as me, I'm working, man, basically. I got an EP that I'm bringing out at, like, the end of August, I want to say. And then, like, I got, like, 100 crazy emails about doing the Lend Me That Beat 3. You know, I started the Lend Me That Beat series. I've done 1 and 2. You know, 1 was, like, back in 2010. I think 2 was, like, last year, I want to say. So the EP is, yeah, I'm looking at probably like the end of August. As far as Lend Me That Beat 3, that's probably September, October, somewhere up in there. And I just got an official SoundCloud made. That's Superstar Dibs on SoundCloud or whatever. I haven't uploaded music yet, so I haven't promoted it a lot. So that's, and other than that, man, I've just been working, you know, writing videos, music, you know, life stories. Anything I can get my hands on, I'm writing about it.
That's great, man. Sounds like you're staying busy and you got a lot of things going on. What's up with the live shows, man? You been out there gigging?
Not really. I haven't done a show since, like, I want to say, like, the first beginning of the year. Once we had the A1 Sauce album drop, like the first beginning of the year. I haven't really been doing shows simply because I've been wanting to do a whole lot of studio work before I, you know, get back on the road and whatnot. So, I mean, that's that. And plus, you know, we got to get some new stuff going too. So, you know, I've been working on that as well. I got to get my stuff back to your greatness first. You know, then we can work on something.
I just, man, a very famous line that I learned from you a long time ago, homie. I just do what I can do when I can do it, and that's etched in the brain. You know what I'm saying? Love it. Love that one. I always tell people that, man. That's just a great humble line. I just do what I can do when I can do it. You know, it's not
right.
That's how we roll, man. So, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I would be honored if I can, you know, we get something going for this EP. You got to the end of August. We got a little time here. I got a couple of months, so, you know. Plus, the end of August is my birthday, so that'd be, you know what I'm saying, that's perfect timing. Perfect timing for some rhyming.
Right. Well, August is mine, too. You know, so we're kind of August is the best month of the year, so, you know, I can't argue with that.
Are you a Virgo? Are you a Virgo?
Yeah, I am. August 25th.
August 25th? Mine's the 28th. I didn't even know our birthdays were, and we ain't got together and did no hotel parties or nothing like that, man. What the hell is going on since 09? What's good? Come on, talk to me. What's good?
We got to do something about that. That's all I can say.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You know, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if people don't, man, you know, Virgos is just about their money, man. You know, Virgos is just about being, you know, handling them finances. That's, you know, man, that's how I just, you know, I'm far from rich, but, you know, I still ain't broke. Been in the game forever. Never really made no money from the hip-hop game, but, you know, ain't starving. Still working a job, still making it do what it do, working 40 hours a week and doing at least one song every week, and still blessed to, you know, eat good, live good, all the bills are paid, the lights are on in this room as I'm talking, we have internet access, so that's, you know what I'm saying, that's Virgo style, man. We make it happen, bro. We make it happen.
Yep, got to. That's the way of life. You got to make stuff happen.
Definitely, man. So we're going to be out of here tonight with this track, Set Me Free. Let's talk a little bit about this song, man. I was really feeling this. And what's up with the rest of the So Fly gang as well, man? Touch on that before we get out of here.
Okay, as far as, well, it's not So Fly gang no more. And people often ask why, and it's a kind of funny story to go with that. I'll go ahead and tell it to you. Like, the story of the Soulfly gang, it just had to disappear because we just happened to do a show, and, like, this big show one night. And once we got off stage, you know, these guys just was like, hey, man, what gang are y'all in? You know, so me and my partner, Tizzle, we was just like, well, it's not really a gang. It's just, you know, we thought it would be nice to add Soulfly gang, put the gang at the end instead of it just being Soulfly. So, you know, we actually thought, like, oh, man, these dudes about to just tear the club up because they thought we was in the gang. So ever since then, we just changed it from Soulfly Gang to Team Soulfly.
Well, I thought like there was no more Soulfly. I was just like, man, I am really out of the loop here. But, no, I understand. You had to drop the gang, man. That's, you know, probably a smart thing, actually. And so what's up with this song we're about to go into at the end here, man? How's the song doing?
It's doing great. Like, it's like you can pretty much get it from anywhere now. Like, it's all on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, everything. You know, my team just did real hard with promoting it, and I can't help but be proud of that. But as far as the song goes, my partner Tizzle actually wrote. He actually came up with the chorus part. So, you know, we kind of wanted it to based on a positive message, since it's so much terrible music being played through people's speakers today. I ain't mean to say it like that, but it's true. And, I mean, we just wanted to make a positive song that everybody could like, you know, with no shoot and no pimps and hoes. And, well, I can't cuss on here, right?
It's sure you can. It's good. It's just say, you know, man, it's a mainstream song, but it's like mainstream music from back in the day. It's actually some quality, man. So with that being said, we are wrapping things up on this episode, but don't even trip. Like I said, that revolving door is always open for you, man. And definitely good talking to you and looking forward to being on that EP coming up, man. So I appreciate you calling in once again. Appreciate all of your followers being here online. Thank you all for listening and parting tonight. This is Set Me Free, Superstar Dibs. And as always, we wish you good night. God bless. And whenever you do, don't stop the music.
Why?